KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Glenn Stanton joins us. He's the Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. He actually debates and lectures extensively on the issues of gender, sexuality, marriage, and parenting at universities and churches around the world. And Glenn, you with others at Focus on the Family, based on the work you're doing there on these issues, are getting labels that really aren't, you know, for any of us that know Focus on the Family and you, these just aren't accurate labels. But well, let's address that, what's happening, and start with Glenn. Thanks for taking the time to clarify some of this for us.
You bet, Stephen. It's good to be with you. Yes, this week was an auspicious week at Focus on the Family. We finally made it on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list. We have been doing the work that we've been doing for decades. And, you know, we finally made it this week on their hate list. We asked, like, what took them so long? And of course, you know, we're being facetious about that, primarily because the hate list that the Southern Poverty Law Center has is just ridiculous. I mean, our good friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom that support the religious freedom of Christians all over the United States and all over the world, they've been on that list for years and years. Our friends at the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., they have been on that list for years. And it's only now that we got put on it. We got put on it right alongside Moms for Liberty, after all. I mean, like, these are the nice soccer moms that are making sandwiches for their kids, you know, hauling their kids back and forth, and they made it on the hate list. And, you know, it just shows the silliness of the Southern Poverty Law Center using ugly words like hate to describe perfectly nice, kind people like all these organizations that I mentioned.
Well, and Glenn, would you agree? I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center isn't alone in this, you know, the kind of rhetoric that they've used when talking about Focus on the Family and other groups. And, you know, I mean, in recent history, we've seen the almost the fear of pastors and pulpits that, you know, if they read the Bible and share what the Lord wants us to know and abide by, that they could be labeled as a hate group.
Well, not only can, but will, you know. And the other thing is, like, the way that phrases are thrown around, like, you know what? Everybody who disagrees with you is now a Nazi. You know, I mean, like, the rhetoric is just so absolutely irresponsible. And
it
that's
really
exactly
is.
That's exactly what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing. I mean, basically, Focus on the Family got on this hate list for three things. That is, we believe that male and female are objective realities and you can't switch sexes. We believe that marriage is about husbands and wives, and we believe that parenting is about mothers and fathers. Kids have a right to be loved by the two people that created them. And if you believe those three things, then yes, you too can be put on the Southern Poverty Law hate list. It's really that simple. But the Southern Poverty Law Center, I mean, what they're doing is, this is a fundraising shtick for them. They have to create boogeymen in order to justify their own existence. And that's why we're on the list. That's why all those organizations are on the list. Again, like I said, for crying out loud, Moms for Liberty is on that list. And they're the nicest women that you can imagine.
You know, I didn't, previous to our conversation, go and find the address for the scripture that addresses this, you know, that tells us, do not marvel when the world hates you. And I'm going to guess that when the SPLC came out with this, it was no surprise to Focus on the Family. And I'm guessing not a surprise. And how much of a concern?
Well, no concern whatsoever. Because, I mean, here's the thing. Like, if you have a friend and you really respect that friend and you think that friend has good judgment, and they're like, hey, Glenn, hey, Steve, you may want to dial it back a little bit. You know, like, you take that seriously. But when you're, you know, when people who are in the business of just calling you names constantly, call you hateful, you know, we actually see it as a badge of honor. And every group on this list sees it this way. I mean, I didn't even mention this. Like, there's an organization, Gays Against Groomers. They are on that list. Okay. So Southern Poverty Law Center is even coming after the gays on this. And the gays got on the list. The Gays Against Groomer folks got on this list because they do not cotton to transgender ideology. And so, yeah, they're hateful too. So that shows you how ridiculous and silly and laughable the Southern Poverty Law Center criteria is for how they call people names. And you know what? I mean, again, it harkens back to what our parents told us about bullies on the playground. When they call you names, you know what? Like, just let it be. It's more of a reflection on them than it is on you. And that was good advice from our parents then, and it's good advice now.
So, Glenn, in reaction, whether it's Focus on the Family or us as other groups or individuals that are receiving this kind of rhetoric from people that are mislabeling us, like you mentioned, how so many are, you know, being labeled as Nazis when it's like, have you read history?
Right.
You know, but when this is happening, kind of walk us through remaining an ambassador for Christ in the midst of it, letting your position be known, and loving your enemy.
You know what? And that is a great, great point. So for us as Christians, the idea of the Imago Dei is essential. The Imago Dei is the image of God in every single human being. So here's how we approach our work. You know what? You do not have to respect all ideologies. In fact, there are many ideology and belief systems that absolutely need to be denounced. And you, every Christian should denounce every false ideology that is being foisted upon our kids and our families. But here's the deal. But we have to respect every individual. Now, we can't respect every idea, but respect the individual and love the individual, care for the individual, treat the individual with dignity, respect, and care. But not all ideas have to be respected. And we can do both of those things at the same time. And we do that all the time here at Focus on the Family. Treat other people with kindness. As I say, the other two eyes that you're looking at in that other human, they bear the image of God. They are created in God's image and loved by Him and sought out by Him. Okay? And so we always respect people. But we do have to remain true. Always speak truth to the lies that are being offered out there in the world. And it's really that simple. It's respect individuals, respect people, but speak truth. Speak truth in love and never apologize for speaking the truth. And that's really a good balance that all Christians need to I've got a verse. It's right up here on my wall here. It says, it's from Romans 12:9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to that which is good. Always speak the truth, but always love individuals.
I love that. And, you know, let me give a practical example. Just recently, a distant family member was, visiting another distant family member. The conversation got to a point where one of them considers themselves a Christian and said things that were, and I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what was said, but the family member they were visiting had a grown child who's LGBTQ+, and they said the Christian said something very derogatory. And you know, it escalated and it was just ended up bad. And we were preparing to go and spend time with, the person who received, the unkind words. Mm-hmm. And they were letting me know about that confrontation. And, you know, I wanted clarity. And I wanted to represent Christ. And I said, you know what? Let me address this and be transparent with you.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with the lifestyle that was brought up. However, mm-hmm. your son, who's living in that community and that culture, I love, and when I say I love them, I want the very best for them. And mm-hmm. to me, what the very best is Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to best represent him by showing them that. And I'm not going to marvel when they are living in the world that they're living in and behaving how they're behaving, but they are human and they're made. And I went to where you went, they're made in right. God's image. Mm-hmm. And just how important it is not only to represent, but to, and like you said, also, you said, don't apologize for who you are. I wasn't going to apologize for who I was, but I wanted them to see the difference between someone who considers himself a Christian, which of course I do. And mm-hmm. the other family member did, and you know, we're all human and I fail representing sometimes, but, I think we can behave in a way at times that creates situations that others see. And quite honestly, behavior like that from Christians. Now I don't want to get to the heart of the Southern Poverty Law Center, but you know, if we represent poorly long enough, we're going to get the labels we don't want. And I think we need to be clear about not only what we if we're better known for what we're for than what we're against, it'll be clear that the things that are contrary to what we believe don't line up with what we believe, but we love the person.
Right, right. But sometimes, you know, when ideas are presented out there in the culture, you know, the fact that, well, you know what? Biological men can play in women's sports. Like, no. That is a crazy idea, you know? And again, it's like, it's important for Christians to remember, we didn't bring these ideas up. We are not the ones that, you know, sought to redefine marriage to say that marriage is no longer about husbands and wives and that parenting is no longer about mothers and fathers. And we have to speak up about those things. You don't have to do it ugly necessarily,
no.
But you do have to do it forcefully. And let people know in no unclear, uncertain circumstances that, like, no, that is not good. And you know what? We're going to have to take the lumps coming to us. We have to make sure that was it the truth that we spoke that offended, or was it our tone or our attitude that offended? And if we're just speaking truth, we have to stand behind that and we have to stand for that. Now, you don't have to be overly obnoxious. You don't have to be obnoxious at all, but you can state facts. You can say that gravity actually exists and that male and female do matter for the family and that male and female are objectively wrong. And we have to be very clear about that in our culture today. And that's what we have tried to do all the time at every turn at Focus on the Family to help people understand the necessity of standing for objective reality in these regards.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate Focus on the Family's work in this area. And if people want to find out more about where, you know, whether it's this issue or, you know, they have questions about any of this or any of the topics we've covered in our conversation, what resource would you point the listener to?
You know what? I would encourage people to go to Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen website. That's where the team that I work with and I'm a part of. And they're writing great stuff every day. In fact, we wrote this week about being on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list and, you know, why that's silly and all the details about that. But dailycitizen.com. And you can find us there and all kinds of great resources.
Well, we appreciate the work that you and the rest of the team at Focus on the Family are doing. Glenn Stanton, the Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family, has been our guest. Glenn, we appreciate not only the work, but the timely and well thought out response from Focus on the Family in regards to the SPLC's designation label that was placed on Focus on the Family. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Steve. Enjoyed it.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.